You are listening to episode 13 of the FitzPro podcast, and today I'm going to rant a little bit. I do just want to say I am still in the villa in Bali, so again, if you have any outside noises coming in, if you hear any roosters, splashing water, thunder, whatever, I apologize. Please just keep focusing on my voice. Today, in the rant, this podcast is called The Truth About Your Trainer. I am going to talk to the trainer. I'm going to talk to the trainee. There are some false expectations in the industry, and I want to say some words about it. So that's what goes on in today's podcast episode. It's spicy. Without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitzPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. So there seem to be some lies or false expectations of trainers in, not even trainers, just professionals in the health and fitness industry, especially online, and I just want to speak to those today. Things like the fact that we're always motivated, or people always expect us to be motivated, that we are never in pain, or that we never get injured, or there's something wrong with us if we do get injured, expecting that we're always looking for the healthiest option. That we've reached some pinnacle of health, or that we need to reach some pinnacle of health to be a trainer, to show up in the online space. And I don't like any of those. So today I'm speaking to them. So this is fueled by a bit of a rant, but I don't think it will sound like one. Maybe it will. We'll see. This really goes out to all of the trainers feeling guilty, or like they're not good enough, or like they need to do X, Y, and Z and check a bunch of boxes to reach some epitome before they can be a trainer. So basically you're sharing your salad, right, on Instagram. You share the healthy foods, but you hide the Sour Patch Kids that you ate for lunch yesterday. You feel like people are judging you if you haven't posted a workout in 7+ days. So you haven't shown up you doing a workout in a week. You feel like there's something wrong with you, like people are judging you. You feel like if you admit to any of the real shit that happens, that you will no longer be credible, or people won't want to work with you. Because if you can't be perfect and they're trying to be perfect, why the hell would they trust you, right? Like, you're not suited to be a trainer. You don't even do it yourself. All bullshit. B to the mother freaking S on all of that. I'm calling it. And I am not above this, by the way. So there are plenty of days that I make a decision to do X when I know that I should have done Y. But you know what? That doesn't make me a bad or unworthy coach. That makes me a relatable one. That makes me human. Yes, those times get further and far between, obviously, as I do work on self-development and prioritizing my time and making better decisions, which is the goal, right? Like, progress is the goal. Or in my professional opinion, I guess progress should be the goal. Perfection is not the goal. So share those times. I encourage trainers to share those times with your people. Let them know that in fact, you do not have it all together. That you eat chocolate and you miss workouts and you choose to nap instead of lift or whatever. That you chose to work on your business for 12 hours instead of lifting today. Use that to relate to and teach your following. So yes, I believe so hard that coaches need to walk the walk. You should 100% be striving for the lifestyle that you preach, but that doesn't mean that you will be or need to be perfect all of the time or ever. The struggle is a part of real life. It's a part of the process. It's a part of training. That's why they call it the grind, right? Like, and the feelings of shame need to be removed from both parties, the coach and the trainee. And to the trainees out there, your trainer or coach is human. They're a freaking human. They just know more than you when it comes to fitness or whatever their expertise is. They are educated in a specific area of science and the human body. They have bad habits. They have struggles. They eat gummy bears and cookies and miss workouts and feel like shit sometimes. They get injured. The good ones keep showing up. The good ones are honest. The good ones don't change the value of their service based on these habits or struggles and truths. That's what you need to be looking for, okay? Not perfection. Not a coach that's only showing the salads. If their life looks perfect, that should be a sign to you that something is not right. Okay, so I hope that that is a wake-up call of sorts, or just brought this to the forefront of your mind, brought it to the light if it wasn't in the light, made you more aware of it both as a trainer and then maybe what you're observing or looking for as a trainee. Really, that's all I had to say today. Excuse me, another short one. Just a friendly reminder to coaches that there is no requirement of perfection, and that you do get to determine what you share and what you don't share with your audience. But in my experience, sharing the truth and the lack of perfection goes a long way, and it makes you relatable and actually adds value to your brand. And to those of you who are holding ridiculous and meaningless standards of fitness professionals, stop it and check yourself. Know what to look for and know what actually matters when searching for a valuable coach. And I hope you're searching further than Instagram for a valuable coach. So have a kick-ass day, my friend. I hope that this was not too ranty, but I definitely had some feelings about it, had some words to say about it, been seeing and hearing kind of the lies and the effects that those are having on trainers. So again, I hope that this was just informative, if nothing else. If you found value in this podcast, if you find value in any of the podcasts, podcast 1 through 12, please share it with your friends, rate the podcast, leave a review, share it on all the social media platforms, send your friend an email, send it in a text, whatever, just share it. You guys are the microphone to this podcast, and I am so thankful for you, as usual. Thank you for listening to the Fitspro podcast. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and you are the best.